your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning. I'm just enjoying the fact that the people who chose that are under 30.
Well, it's good advice, as always, from the Isley Brothers.
Well, and see, you can even actually name that it's from the Isley Brothers. The point is that it's your thing, and, well, if it's your money thing, you might just have something new that you can do with it. Consider this for a moment. Now, we all know that the high cost of energy in Hawaii has almost become cliche. Still, those monthly bills keep on coming. For nonprofits, escalating utility expenses can often mean not enough money left over to make changes to lighting fixtures and other power suckers. Now, Blue Planet has an idea that could help nonprofits. The foundation is piloting a program with three of them, including Hawaii Public Radio. It's a novel approach with social media at its center. David Aquino from Blue Planet joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
So if people's thing is money, and it's also part of their thing to reduce energy costs, you've come up with a way to make it easy and simple for a lot of people who may not be involved with donating to, in fact, help a nonprofit to tune down how much it's having to pay for its electricity.
Right. That's true, Beth Ann. And, yeah, Wefficiency is a brand new way for supporters to help nonprofits reduce their electricity bills and instead do more good work for the community. And it's an online crowdfunding tool and allows nonprofits to gather support from the community to fund these energy upgrades like lighting, like air conditioning, like Energy Star appliances, which will help them reduce their electricity bills by thousands of dollars a month.
But that's not where it ends, though, and that's the real twist of all this. It's using social media in so many different ways, but all at once.
Right, and, you know, we find that there are a lot of supporters, you know, that tend to be younger that are on social media that are looking for ways to support their nonprofits. And they may not be used to being philanthropic, but this is something cool and new. And, you know, the idea of helping their nonprofits and then being able to recycle their donation or using that pay it forward kind of concept to help multiple nonprofits is really appealing to, I think, that type of supporter.
As it helps them live their values in helping to reduce energy costs, for example.
Right, yeah. And a lot of these supporters are very energy efficient themselves, and they want to help their nonprofits to become the same way. And, you know, there are some barriers for nonprofits that that Wefficiency helps to break down.
Like money.
Yeah, like the upfront costs. You know, Wefficiency, like I said, you know, gains the support from a number of different users. So really bringing together community support to make these projects happen for the nonprofit.
Now, for this pilot program, Hawaii Public Radio is participating. So is the YWCA and Damien Memorial School.
Correct. So we have the three nonprofits that are participating in the launch, which happened yesterday. So anybody can log on to Wefficiency.org right now and support those three nonprofits. But, you know, we're lining up nonprofits constantly, and we're hoping to get, you know, this is open to any nonprofit, you know, whether your mission supports education or whether it supports the arts like Hawaii Public Radio or, you know, supports empowering young women to become leaders of tomorrow. Any nonprofit can get involved with Wefficiency, and any nonprofit can benefit from reducing their electricity bill.
In so doing all of this, you've made it fairly simple. So let's just walk through what someone who may be hearing about this, as most of us are, for the first time. If I want to make a pledge and help, for example, the YWCA to decrease how much electricity costs it has to bear every month, what do I do?
The first step is to log on to wefficiency.org. That's wefficiency.org. And it's simple. You just pick your favorite nonprofit, whether it be YWCA, whether it be Damien Memorial School, or any nonprofit that's participating in Wefficiency. And you can pledge your support. And these don't have to be huge amounts of contribution. We're looking at $10, $15, $20, small amounts of contribution, which, you know, all add up to help the nonprofit purchase new lights or purchase new air conditioning or any other energy-saving measure that will help them reduce their electricity bill and instead, you know, put that money towards doing more great work for the community.
But it's a little bit different than that, too, because in effect, what people are doing are loaning that money. They're not necessarily being told they need to give it outright. That's where sort of the twist comes in.
That's
so
absolutely
that
right.
You, if you want to, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, if you want to, you can keep this going on and on and on if you want to, or donate outright to this project for this particular nonprofit and let it go with that, in which case you get your tax savings and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree. This is the novelty of WeFishiency, is that you can give your money, you can support a nonprofit, and they can use the energy savings that they see month after month to actually pay you back. And from there, you know, you can roll it over, use this, we like to call it a recyclable donation, as you roll it over, roll it over, roll it over to help the next nonprofit. So it's not really a donation, and it's not a loan, we call it a loanation.
Oh, well, there you go. We love hybrid terms. But however it happens, and you can sort of pick and choose what of that hybrid you want to have happen, because certainly if you just want to give outright, you can. If you want it to be the loan nation, as you call it, you can make it that too. But it's the idea that you're going to be paid back over time if you make it a loan, and it's going to be little amounts. I mean, even if you loan someone a smaller amount, like $20, maybe you'll get a couple of quarters back on a monthly basis, right?
Yeah, and WeFishiency, like I said, we like to get everybody involved. So you don't have to loan huge amounts. It can be, you know, on the scale of like $10 and $20. And, you know, the nonprofit will pay you back with the energy savings that they see.
So because we happen to be here at Hawaii Public Radio and we are also going through this, I can tell you, because the Atherton Control Studio is also my office, we try to make every best use of every square foot we have. And I've watched a lot of the electrical contractors come through and look at all the lighting fixtures, and they've given us a certain amount that they think it's going to cost us. So give me a, for instance, what happens on our end of things, not just the donor end, but on our end of things, as enough money is collected through crowdsourcing that we now can have the lighting project go forward, then what happens?
Right. So once you gain enough support from the crowd, as we call it in crowdfunding, then the energy contractor will actually come in and do the installation. So change out your lights or make your air conditioning more efficient. And from there, you'll see immediate energy savings on your electricity bill. And that's the beauty of energy efficiency. You know, it's immediate, it's guaranteed, it's measurable. And from there, you know, month after month, you'll have a lower electricity bill. And I think in a lot of the cases of the nonprofits are seeing, these are on the magnitude of thousands of dollars. So that's thousands of dollars that can be put towards, you know, repaying the supporters, but also be put towards the wonderful programs that these nonprofits do.
But we are not actually repaying the supporters. That's coming through WeFishiency, right? We're not cutting little checks every single month.
It's actually energy efficiency and energy savings that are repaying the supporters. And that's, you know, that's administered by WeFishiency. And that wouldn't be the responsibility of the nonprofit to actually write these little checks, but it's ultimately coming from energy savings. And that's the beauty of energy efficiency.
It sounds like it's a good deal for nonprofits. We'll certainly be monitoring what's happening with ours and all the others. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Bethan.
Good luck with it. David Aquino is a recent UH Manoa graduate and formerly the leader of the Sustainable UH Energy team. In 2008, he was one of three students chosen by Blue Planet Foundation to attend the Power Shift Conference in Washington, D.C. Now he works for Blue Planet at the moment on its WeFishiency pilot program, including for three nonprofits that would also be including Hawaii Public Radio. We'll be right back.